welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank You that in the times in which we are living, You are a very present help in the time of need. Lord, for those who have walked with You, those who love You, Lord, we look around and see the immorality, the evil, the injustices that are occurring in the hour in which we live. And Father, we look to You as the only hope. Lord, our hearts reach out unto You in prayer. We pray for the salvation of loved ones. Lord, we pray that the lukewarm Christian will be stirred and desire to walk in holiness and in righteousness before You. Lord, that they will not be drawn by the snares of the world, but Lord, wholeheartedly they will walk in wholehearted commitment and service to You. Father, we pray for those who are undergoing trials and temptations, and Father, even some that are listening, Lord, there's been so many great and sore trials that have come to the people of God. Father, I'm asking for Your mercy, for Your intervention, for Your provision, for Your loving kindness to be administered to them. And Father, more than anything else, Father, keep our faith strong in You, that no matter what we go through, You are our help, You are our refuge. In the time of trouble, You will be to us a hiding place. And so, Father, we ask for Your grace, Your mercy, and Your touch, body, mind, soul, and spirit upon every listener. Father, encourage our hearts as we continue to seek Your face in these days in which we live. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. I was reading a bit in one of the books of the Old Testament, the Minor Prophets, Micah, and as he penned these words, he saw such disregard for honesty, and he saw such immorality abounding on every hand that he cried out in the 7th chapter, "Woe is me!" Let me read a few of the verses found in that chapter. I'll start reading with the 2nd verse. He says, "The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire." So they wrap it up. "The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father." Don't we see that happening today? "The daughter riseth up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." He says in verse 7, "Therefore," and this is our answer, our commandment, if you will, our instruction in the days in which we live, "Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness." So many people feel as Micah did in the 8th century. Why keep trying? They say, what's the use? Well, we can lay down and die. We can go off under a tree someplace and just sort of drop out, as it were, from the reality of this world. But that's not a solution. There is a solution, and his name is Jesus. Acts 4:12 tells us that there is no salvation in any other save the Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith right now, if you will look unto Jesus, he will bring you into a personal relationship with him. He is able to bring you peace where there's been no peace. He's able to bring you rest where there has been no rest. Why do we call the gospel the good news? Because it is good news to those who are without Jesus or to those who are struggling. He is our source of peace, our comfort, our strength. The Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's recorded in Romans, the first chapter, verse 16. Beloved, whether you've not accepted Jesus, whether you're a new believer, whether you have walked with the Lord for many years, there's one thing that the Lord is asking, and that is he wants our heart. Not just a part. Remember, as we were sharing, if you heard the broadcast earlier this week, Jesus came with rebuke to the church of Laodicea. And it seemed that they were righteous. It seemed that they were honoring God. But that's not their true spiritual condition. As Jesus looked at them, he said, you're wretched and blind and naked. And he counseled them to buy of him gold tried in the fire, the things that pertain to purity of heart, wholeheartedness of service, and love to the Lord. He says, because you're lukewarm. He said, you're indifferent. And unfortunately, with the trials and the troubles and the battles and the ways of the world, it's easy to slip into that place of lukewarmness. All he wants is all of us, beloved. And his cry, and for those who are seeking to please him, it's the same call. Let the cleansing flow of Jesus Christ make you whole. His blood cleanses us from all sin. And if we've walked with the Lord, and if we have sin, we have an advocate with the Father. And as we repent, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has given us all things richly, everything that pertains to life and godliness. And he stands at the door of our hearts, as we saw in the third chapter of Revelation. And he's knocking. He's standing there knocking, and he's waiting for us to invite him in. All he wants is you. There's a little chorus we used to sing years ago. All he wants is you. No one else will do. Not just a part. He wants all of your heart. All he wants is you. Remember the invitation that's extended to us in Romans 10 and 9, that if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and will believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Verse 11 states, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And I believe, I'm sensing the Spirit, there are many that are listening. As you're hearing this broadcast, the Lord Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Perhaps you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You may have gone to church, but beloved, it's not church membership that saves you. It's a personal relationship with Jesus. Or perhaps you have walked with the Lord, but you've become lukewarm, and the trials and temptations of this life and the world have caused your service for him and to him to become lukewarm. He's asking you to open the door of your heart and let him come in anew and afresh. Right there, as you hear this broadcast, let Jesus Christ be unveiled in your heart. Let him come in. Believe. Accept the word of the Lord. Try Jesus. It is in heart. He's a loving and compassionate Savior. He's the good shepherd, and he's leaving the 99 to seek the one lost sheep. Just let go and fling yourself into his arms. Into his arms. He's waiting for you. His arms are open to you. And you can do that by faith. Confess your need as a sinner. Ask him to come into your heart right now. 1 Corinthians tells us that Christ died for our sins. And in the 16th chapter of Acts, verse 30 and 31, it answers the question, as that Macedonian jailer said, What must I do to be saved? And the apostles answered, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you're willing, if you sense the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart, let's pray. Father, you see those who have not, they may have gone to church, Lord, but they've not accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. Father, we pray right now, and others are joining me in prayer, that they will open their hearts to receive the Lord Jesus. There's salvation, no other salvation given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, those that have been backslid, they've walked afar, Lord. They've known of you, but Lord, they've been caught up in the things of this world, the things of this life. Father, we're asking for restoration, Lord, that you will cause their heart to be aflame with a fire to love you and to walk in the joy of that first love. Father, we're asking this as all hearts, as they turn to you. And Lord, those who have walked with you, Lord, I ask for in my own heart and the hearts of those who love you, you will cause a passion, a flame of zeal, of zealousness to serve you and to walk with you, to burn afresh and anew in our hearts. We ask all of this for the glory of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord, in his name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God is reaching out. I don't often take this kind of time. Mostly I'm encouraging believers, but God has a special time for all of us to come to him while there is yet time. And he is a merciful God, and I just thank you that this begins a new season, a new day in your life, and in mine too. I'm claiming that. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we see what the Lord would have for us. Thank you for joining me, and if you need prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Class A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.